Hey, everybody, Jake here, just introing the Frankencast part two. I haven't edited any of it yet, so I don't know what we talked about that I thought was too much or was after we hit the record button, but before we, you know, started doing the podcast. Also, for this little intro, there is some construction going on, maybe 50 feet from my window. They're using a nail gun with very little precision. As far as I can tell, there's a lot going on over there, so if you hear any, like, pneumatic bumps, that's probably it. Oh, there's a saw. I don't know if the noise canceling caught the saw, but that's a saw. Love the saw. They're re-siding the house next to mine. Anyway, that's not important. What's important is that it's a Frankencast, so it's just a bunch of outtakes and goofs. It's mostly tangents. It's mostly stuff that we've talked about for like way too long, and I was like, no, that's not going to make the episode. And so now it's here. Real quick rundown, you can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Apple Podcasts. I guess I'm just going to say Apple for this one now that the kayfabe is over for the last season. If you only was a rating review, that'd be dope. We are on patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh for $1 a month or more. You can get some cool stuff in return, and you help support the show, and we really appreciate it. I'll let you get to all the outtakes. I'm actually pretty excited to hear what all we said, because there's about 20 episodes worth, because boy howdy was this season the most, like, us talking for too long and then realizing we need to do a podcast season that we've had. Love that saw. Just love that saw so much. Might try to noise cancel that out, or I might leave it in, see if... We'll see. Anyway, next week we are doing the... a Q&A episode, and then after that we got a couple fun episodes planned. No idea how long the hiatus is going to be. It might be a little closer to a month and a half, 2 months before we hit Wild Force, just because doing these twice a week takes a lot out of us, and sometimes you need a little break. So we'll see you next week for a bonus episode, but until then, may the power protect you.
I wish that they... would let Becky Lynch be Becky Lynch and not Stone Cold not Steve Austin. Not Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Why would Stone Cold work so well, though? You don't want to just do Stone Cold every time we got a hot baby face? You don't want to ruin that heat and turn it into Stone Cold heat every single time?
No.
Why not?
Because I've seen that show already.
Yeah, but you liked that show.
I liked it in 1998.
We're going to give it to you again.
21 years ago.
A drinking age adult ago, and we are still doing that damn story. The worst part is it doesn't even make sense for Becky Lynch.
No.
Or anyone since Austin. They tried doing it with Cena, tried doing it with Daniel Bryan, tried doing it with Punk, tried doing it with Roman Reigns. They're doing it with Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, probably. It don't work. Why is their head all the way up their ass the whole time?
I don't know.
What happened?
It could have just been, like, you could just build up the WrestleMania match instead of faking it out. Becky Lynch could be wrestling on Raw right now, but instead she's limping through the audience on a crutch through an opening in the barricade that they conveniently have for her. And she then she's getting walked out, not arrested, but walked out with her hands behind her back, so it looks the same. It's so frustrating.
No. So she...
just, like, let her fight Sonya Deville. Let her fight Natalia. Like Shayna Baszler, Natalia, like let her fight shoot fighters.
Yeah.
So she could be like, I'm getting ready for you, Rhonda.
Yeah.
But instead, no. She's gonna come out to Mania, right? And it's probably gonna be a triple threat match.
With Charlotte. Yeah, I think they've already confirmed that. Oh, no, because she got suspended and replaced.
Yeah.
With Charlotte, who did some fantastic heel work, to be fair.
I mean, that's true.
Her whole promo talking about how she was in the main event, not Becky Lynch now, was pretty great.
I love Charlotte. I don't know why you have to put her in there.
I know
Becky Lynch is going to start like throwing stunners around.
She's going to open a can of whoop ass. She's going to stop a mud hole, walk it dry. DTA, don't trust anybody. DTB, don't trust Becky.
Okay, you know how that direct was this morning?
Uh-huh.
It was 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
Somebody has crafted a plush Sobble.
Christ. Pokemon Gun. Did you see that picture of Pokemon Gun? Less than 9 minutes. They were opening Photoshop as the direct started.
Yeah, they were like, whatever these titles are, I have a joke.
I'm going to make a joke one. Did not see Sword and Shield coming at all.
I didn't either.
Love the name.
Yeah.
Maybe the best part so far.
Fits the setting very well.
Yeah.
It's not like X and Y is in France for some reason.
Right. Because France has...
X's and Y's.
Boys and girls. Not a lot of X's. I guess they put X's at the end of words. Don't have a ton of Y's in the French language that I can think of.
No. It's all replaced by O-I-X's.
Like, wow. Stop emailing me. Oh. No, that one's already out. I already read that one. Shonen Jump.
Right.
You emailing me about things I read.
Yes, you're just a weeb now.
No, that's a different thing. I just like manga now, I guess. Naruto is very good.
That's fair.
Who knew?
Manga is just thick comic books.
Well, no, it's it's just regular comic books, but they release them in volumes. So that's basically a trade paperback, like a collection of six issues, because it's like however many chapters. They also publish them weekly. Which is bananas to me, that they put out basically a whole comic book every week. It's wild. Anyway, Shonen Jump is $2. I get my money's worth out of it for sure. Anyway, that's my best. That's your coughing.
Ow. Had a tangle.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
I'm hoping I can... drag myself to a Supercuts on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And just get this out of my eyes.
I will not be doing that anytime soon. I mean, it's long enough. I could at any moment get it cut, but I'm just not gonna yet.
That's fair.
I watched it the other day, and I, like, as I'm, like, getting deep in there, I'm just, like, handfuls of hair, just, like, loose hair coming out. I'm like, I hope I'm not ripping this out of my head. This is just hair that I shed that got trapped. I don't know if that's better. I don't think it's worse, though.
I'd say it's better than actively pulling a handful of hair out of your skull.
Yeah, when you put it like that. Yeah. All right. Ready, Shannon?
Yeah.
Dope.
We're not going to pull Kingdom Smarts and just start?
And just start twice in a row?
When we did videos, we did that a couple times. That was a pain in the ass.
Yep. That's a good thing about us being on the same track is we don't have to sync.
Yeah. Because I'd have to like watch the video and sync up a comment to something happening.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. There's
one
a lot
time.
Of reasons why I don't want to do those.
I miss them, but they
I
take
miss
time.
Them, but like... YouTube is just...
YouTube's also trying to eat itself.
Yeah.
Like a Ouroboros. For both episodes. Hold on, I just got an email. Good thing we're in the break. I got an email about My Hero Academia, the movie that I pre-ordered.
That is very important.
It just said, good news. And I was like, tell me what it is, Amazon. What good news you got for me, Jeff?
Oh, there's nothing good coming from Jeff.
No.
Good news, I made more money.
My estimated arrival date is now the day it comes out. Sweet.
That's good. Yeah, I pre-ordered a game from them once. I don't even remember what it was, but I got it like almost a week late, and I was like, I'm just going to buy this in the store from now on.
They used to have a thing where like if you had Prime, you could buy video games, and it would be like 15 or 20% off.
Yeah.
But then they got rid of that, and so now the only thing is, like, now you don't have to talk to anybody when you buy it. I don't get enough video games to need that.
I think we did Kingdom Hearts 3 through, like, Square Enix proper to get, like, a nice special edition.
Tetsuya Nomura sent you the video game himself.
Yes.
Sealed with a kiss.
I hope so.
Printed it on his own computer.
He burned it himself. What if he did? And everyone has different scenes. There's just one scene that's completely inconsequential, but it's different for everybody, and it says your name in it.
See, the only part that sounds fake there is that it wouldn't be, like, a scene that doesn't matter. It'd be the most important scene.
That is true. Everyone would get their own. You'd have to find... Everyone had to record them and put them together, and it would make Kingdom Hearts Unchained 360 no-scope...
Over two.
Gamma, gamma, gamma... divided by three.
0.5.
0.5 final mix.
Final mix.
Am I about to sneeze?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Ooh, I feel better now. I don't know why I have this. I know the thing. Someone give me a fruit so I don't embarrass myself.
I Googled exotic fruit.
What you got for me?
I don't know. Some of these just don't...
Ginger ain't a fruit. That's a root.
That's not a fruit. That's a Swiss cheese plant. Apparently, that's a fruit.
Dragon fruit?
I've used Star dragon fruit. Fruit.
Pomegranate.
Rambutan. Is this spiky boy?
Rambutan. I'm saving you.
Durian we've done. Longan? I don't know what that is inside of it. It freaks me out.
That's a spider egg. That's what it looks like. That's a tapioca.
Jackfruit looks like a fruit.
Jackfruit?
It looks like a pepper with pineapple inside of it.
That's unnatural. But good for
everything else looks like it's filled with spider eggs. Don't eat exotic fruits.
All right.
Do a pow-pow fruit.
That's what I was going to do. Because Shannon's here.
Dirty, nasty microphone.
This dirty, filthy, nasty hot dog. I crammed this whole filthy hot dog in my mouth. My favorite skit SNL's ever done. Because between Emma Stone and Kate McKinnon, they are making everybody else laugh for real. It's just very good. And also it gave me the hell yeah. Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check. I'm so tiny.
Come in a little bit. You look a little far away. Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
I'll take it. You're a little big. I'll just scooch in.
Oh, I went in too far. Check.
Check. It's about right. I would say that's even.
Yeah.
This is just terrible stuff for me to cut later.
Well... I mean, 2:30. Start there.
Holy shit. There's a K-pop showcase for South By, and Icon is going to be there. And they're one of the groups that I am familiar with. They got a couple songs I really like. And Shannon told me about it. I was like, oh, I should check that out. And I looked, and like the tickets were like $86, the cheapest ones. And she just, apparently they posted like the set list, and they go on at 12:45. I was expecting a cough.
I couldn't. I've been letting like little ones out. I just had to get the whole shebang out.
you've been leaking out burps. Time for traitors. I don't know why I go to the Muppet Babies theme so much. I mean, I do. There was an episode of Nerdy Show 8 years ago called Metroid Babies because they were talking about how bad Mother Other M was. And they just talked about the baby. And then one of them just started singing Metroid. I think Cap just started singing Metroid Babies. And that just is still in my head to this day.
Did South By happen already?
Yes. It was kind of quiet this year, which was nice. Yeah,
I feel like there was supposed to be Sonic stuff at it, but they're in such a panic right now, they probably didn't show anything.
They probably like, we're going to reveal Sonic at South By, and then some dink intern was like, here's the... And they're like, everyone hates us.
We need to fix it or just never talk about it again.
We'll just quietly let a Sonic movie come out, which sucks because I want it to do very well. But it looks like Sonic is going to look bad. And I'm still going to go see it. Because you gotta.
Right.
You gotta support your boys in blue.
Whenever you're ready, I'll come back.
I don't know if I'm ever
ready. Thought about just coming back while you were laughing.
When you're ready. Fun story about California. I moved there. Big mistake. That's regardless of that. The first like four or five days I was there, I didn't have cable because this is before like Netflix and like Hulu were viable alternatives. So I got DirecTV, but they were going to take a couple days.
This was when Netflix was a mail order DVD service.
That's mostly what I used it for at that time. That and to watch Jackie Chan Adventures, and then they took that off. But I had to take my computer and like plug it into my TV. It was a whole thing. Anyway, so I had nothing to watch, so I just watched all of Buffy. Like I just marathoned all of Buffy. Guy comes to hook up the DirecTV, gets it all hooked up, turn it on. First thing I want, oh hey, Buffy's on Logo now. Let me just watch some Buffy. I just watched the whole series, and I just started watching it because it was on TV. Because it feels good on TV, because I like watching commercials in old shows. Enjoy Kevin Nash.
Oh,
I should still check again while I'm looking for I'm Baby. Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
There we go, it's better. Just have to kind of get up in there. All right, first thing is first. Kirby, I'm Baby.
Yes, priorities.
Yeah.
First things first.
Yes, obviously. This is the picture. Now I'll get the date.
He's so satisfied by that.
Yeah.
I'm Baby.
Well, if you can't, you can't be mean to me because, of course, I'm Baby.
I'm Baby.
Episode. Take me home to the place. Bum, 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 bum. All right. Ready when you are. Oh, 4:06:28.
Dawn of Destiny?
Dawn of Destiny. Dawn of Destiny.
That could be a wrestler or a porn star. Like most lady wrestler names.
Like pretty much all lady wrestler names. Or conversely, most porn star names.
I feel like this is... I slouched a little.
Tell you what, I did get water too. Look at that. I hurt my throat doing Shadow the Hedgehog voice earlier. Yeah, I got scratchy.
Too much piss.
Isn't there always? I don't want to talk about it now because we're literally about to talk about it. I completely forgot about how terrible Alex is.
Yeah. Alex is the worst.
Yeah, he's real bad.
Crazy that they made him that bad. Like, I know it's because they want us to root for Wes and Jen.
Yeah.
But they went real hard in the paint.
Yeah. Like, the last episode, we're like, oh, this guy's kind of a jerk. And then this episode, he's like, oh, no, I am the jerk. Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Wow.
It's like if Rancic became the Red Ranger. It's like, all right, well, chill out.
Also, my Twitter does this cool thing where after a while, it just doesn't show me new tweets anymore.
Does it revert to home?
Nope. Nope, it's still on latest. I checked that.
That's weird.
And so last time I did this, I had to uninstall and reinstall the app.
Hmm.
So I guess we'll see if it's doing it tomorrow still.
That is weird.
Only on my newsfeed. Like, everything else is fine.
Yeah.
But my newsfeed is, like, 8 hours ago is the last one it's showing me. And I know there's been
some.
Yeah,
people have definitely tweeted. I have, at least. I think you still follow me.
I do.
Mine is weird in that it doesn't show your tweet. Like, I never catch any of your tweets.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't tweet super often.
I think I might just not see them in time, but I feel like...
Like, half the time, you're, like, right on top of it, and the other time, it's, like, days
later. It's a couple days later, because I'll see it and be like, when's the last time I... Or, like, I'll see, like Shannon liked it, or someone liked it, and yeah. I'll be like, I did not see this.
Oh, they're falling apart over there.
Yeah.
Restarts. Do I have to get the date?
You gotta get the date, bud.
Yeah, I started watching all the girlfriend reviews, and then I caught up, and I was like, oh, shit.
They're very good.
They're over. Oh, yeah, no.
I did the same thing. I haven't watched two of them. I obviously did not watch the Kingdom Hearts 3 one.
Yeah.
And I have not watched the Devil May Cry one because Chan said there was Kingdom Hearts stuff in it. Kingdom Hearts 3 stuff specifically.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch that either. But they are.
I don't think it was anything major. I think they also mentioned it in the Resident Evil one for like 1 second. Like, this game's coming out. We haven't played it yet.
Yeah. But yeah, so I didn't watch those two, but I watched the other ones and I'm like, they're really good. I like them so much. She's very funny.
She doesn't have a YouTube voice.
No. she kind of does. She has a film YouTube voice.
I watched her stream a little bit. Her and her boyfriend streamed because they were playing Yoshi today. I watched that a little bit, and you can hear her YouTube voice after you hear her regular voice.
Yeah.
But it's not the YouTube voice.
No, it's not. Hey, guys. Buttman69 here. I'm going to play Fortnite. Right. Smash that like button.
Smash that like button as hard as you can.
Break it. Fortnite. Break your mouse for Fortnite. Punch your computer in the dick for Fortnite. I'm gonna stand on a rocket in a grocery cart with a llama. Because this game's quirky. No, her YouTube voice is like film YouTube.
Yeah.
Which, like, film review and, like, essay YouTube, which really works for video games. I don't know why more people don't try that.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
YouTube's a wild place.
It's so weird. That says Tangers. This happens to me one out of three times.
Undercover Tangers.
Now who's being gross, Josh?
Me.
Got him.
I'm the gross boy now. So I'm just imagining that the Constitution is just a big quote tweet now.
We don't know that it isn't.
That's true.
No one's seen it since Nicolas Cage stole it. To pay his taxes on all his dinosaur heads that he owns.
Him and Vince McMahon. Who also owns at least one dinosaur head and is mounted in his office.
Well, yeah. He killed it himself. He's so old.
The wrestling ring, actually, the cover over the mat, is actually T-Rex skin from the dinosaur that he killed.
Oh, man. Any promotion that told me that, I would be like, you're my new favorite promotion. I just wish wrestling was about 10% more magical. Like, Lucha Underground is, like, the exact right amount of magic.
Yeah.
I just want that, but, like, Texas. I want Texas wrestling, but magic. Why'd I close my eyes?
Did you see the MJF versus Terrell Tempo match? That if Terrell Tempo loses, he has to leave the state of Texas?
You know why? Because he's not going to lose. Because he's going to win that match. Because one of them was just signed to AEW, and the other one lives in Dallas or whatever.
Right. Sorry, buddy, you lost a wrestling match. You have to relocate.
I hope you like your new home in Arkansas.
Did you see that move naming contest for Sword and Shield that they're having in Japan?
Yeah, in Koro Koro.
Just give me bye-bye punch.
I just want the bye-bye punch.
I wrote that before I read the article. I was like, just name it Bye Bye Punch. And then I looked at the article and it's a special steel type move that does 140 base damage but has 50% recoil. And I'm like, that's close enough to be a Bye Bye Punch.
That's about a Bye Bye Punch. Bye Bye Punch should be a one hit KO.
It should be a fighting type one hit KO that hits ghosts and has 100% accuracy. And has no PP, has infinite PP.
Yeah, because it's the best move. It's the bye-bye punch.
It's not a real move, but it's my favorite Pokemon move.
Yeah, oh, easily.
Sorry, Bubble Beam. Move over. Bye-bye punch is here.
I also really like Bubble Beam. What's Hawlucha's signature move?
Flying Press.
I like that move a lot, too.
I wish it had a cooler name. I wish it had a sexier wrestling name.
Yeah.
But I do like that move a lot.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's like a dual type move, kind of, right?
Yes. It's the, as far as I know, only one. I think it's technically only fighting type, but it also does flying type damage.
Yeah. Pretty boss.
Yeah.
Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Hey, we got a one. Look at us.
Oh, I need to get this shit, huh?
It's going to be a good night.
Let me load up the wiki experience. I want to say I'm not going to do that for everything, but I am.
Well, just wait. I already have a joke in the chamber.
So the Usos, I guess, fought Bobby Roode and Chad Gable. And so here's Bobby Roode and Chad Gable. It says the Usos under them.
I love Bobby and Chad Uso.
Man, this Raw, huh?
Yeah, seems like they got a whole new team and no one knows what they're doing.
So they're like, hey, a lot of people are watching because WrestleMania was cool and fun. Let's get them out of here.
Get out of here. Like the... I can't tell if there's music and something else or the music is just also sounds like someone knocking on my door a little bit. Or pogoing? Is that pogo sticking going on? Why is it so loud tonight?
There's a pogoff.
Ah, they're selling their beef via pogo stick.
Oh, it's because it's 420.
That's not today. Today's the 17th.
Oh, you're right. Saw an article about 420 earlier. Carl's Jr. is making like a weed burger or something. I don't know. That just made me think, oh, it's the 20th. Well, no cool. Wonder I've been off all day.
Nope. BT Dubs, Billy Kay has like rocketed up my list recently of like who is great. I used to be like, Peyton Royce is a good ruined my setup.
I had an itch on my nose.
I used to be like, oh, Peyton Royce is like clearly doing the lifting, but like no, I was wrong. I was completely wrong. Billy Kay is also amazing. Have you seen any of that like them doing backstage improv with people?
I have not.
It's really good. At one point they like chased Drake Maverick down. And they were like, when it got right after they got the belts, and they were like, what do you think about our belt? Do you see our new side plates? Check the side plates. What do you think about the side plates? But like, he's backed in the corner and like terrified, and Billie Kay just like has her arm, like her elbow, like above him, just like threatening him hornily. And it's just so funny. And then they get interviewed at one point about something, and I forget what the rest of the interview is. But at the end, Peyton Royce is like, thanks for coming out to the interviewer.
While we have this.
Are you hovering?
Here,
yeah.
Avocado is a fruit. Did you use that?
I did not. That's the most vegetable thing a thing's ever been.
Oh, wait, maybe not. Okay, yeah, it said fruits and veggies, so I was like, wait a second, but this is the fruits list from A to Z. So, what about a blackcurrant?
I don't know what that is.
It's like a blueberry, but a black one.
Okay. They can't call it a blackberry. They already ruined, they already blew that name.
A breadfruit.
Breadfruit? That sounds fake, but I kind of love it.
I'll send you this list.
Right, yeah, send me that list so I'm prepared next time.
Coconut is not listed on the fruit list. However, coconut meat is listed.
So is orange meat listed? Because the rind is not fruit then, judging by these rules.
Some of these are real gross to look inside.
What
of.
Website are you on?
Halfyourplate.ca. It's a Canadian fruit website.
Oh, Canada.
Website.
Come on. You're better than this.
It is not secure.
it's an underground deep web Canadian fruit categorizing store.
I'm just gonna message it to you right now.
Okay.
Or else I'll forget. Oh no.
How familiar with fan fiction are you?
I would say moderately.
Are you familiar with the fan fiction website Archive of Our Own? Or
no.
Or AO3? It is the largest depository of fan fiction, period.
Okay. That's quite an honor, because the only one I know of is fanfiction.net.
That used to be. Yeah. It's been usurped by AO3. And they have, you know, AUs for everything, and sure. you just put like, this is if, you know, like a coffee shop AU, or like, this is if Power Rangers weren't Power Rangers and they were police, but they're also trainees, okay. right? Or like, this is My Hero Academia, but they don't have quirks and none of them are the same. None of them are like how you think they should be. You can do anything you want with fan fiction, even if it's bad. Okay. So, you know, it won a Pulitzer or whatever. It won some award. Anyway, someone just tweeted a picture of podcaster AU.
Oh, no.
And she just said, is this allowed? Legally? Ethically? I don't think it is.
What does that mean?
This is like, what if instead of fighting demons, Sam and Dean did a podcast?
I would listen to that podcast. I would look for a good cryptid podcast. I would listen to the first 5 seasons of that podcast.
I would listen to up to 8, I think. I don't know. It's a podcast. Maybe it's very dumb. That might be a lot easier to just keep at.
That's true.
I still listen to all the bad ones. I don't even know what they're called. So I was listening. I had 2 episodes of Leap Year Society. Right. Saved up on accident. I just hadn't listened to him. I listened to him, and it is the worst one they've ever done.
That's saying a lot.
The story gets so stupid at the end. The acting is so terrible, and I have to believe that the reason it exists is because it is Terry Miles, who plays Nick Silver. It is his, like, passion project. It's all been leading up to this one.
What?
There's no ads even, Josh.
Oh my. Oh.
There's no Patreon. They're not being paid to make this.
Yeah, there's nothing.
It costs like
up.
$35,000 an episode, according to them.
That can't be true.
No, it was like $50,000 for a season of like 8 episodes. And I was like, motherfucker. Come on.
I don't think so, buddy.
Nope. Wrong.
How much are you paying these people?
Well, I hope a lot.
He's just saying that to fluff up the.
He's just saying that to get some more money.
Yeah.
He didn't count on nobody but me liking rabbits. And I don't have $50,000 to front for the next season, so.
I want to ask what it's about, but we can't get into that.
What, Leap Year Society?
Yeah.
So there's a secret. We're getting into it. It's about secret societies. Uh-huh. One secret society.
Well, I knew it was about a secret society, but like, why?
I can't tell you.
Why/what is the secret society?
The secret is that...
Is it like the Skull and Bones, which is like this huge, like, all the politicians were in the Skull and Bones. But then, like, it's just a fraternity?
It's just like a weird, like a weird boys club. Yeah. it's like that. So it's called the Leap Year Society, and then there's also, like, the Bolchester Alliance, which is, like, the public face of it. But here's the thing. I listen to every episode, and I can't tell you, like, what the point is. And I know that's the point, is, like, it's a mystery. But the mystery is so dumb and bad that, like, it could have been good. But there's
usually, in a mystery, there are clues to solve it.
Yeah, there's, like, this whole thing with, like, this guy who, like, maybe has aliens in his brain, or is hearing aliens or angels or ghosts or whatever. And then there's, like... this weird artifact these 4 kids touched, and then they disappeared for a couple days, and they came back, and then no one's allowed to talk to them. I don't know why. And the end ends with, like, a guy who used to be in the secret society being like, we're going to tell everybody. And it's like, tell them what? What's the secret you're hiding?
About them. The secret is that they are a secret.
It's like maybe aliens. I don't know. Huh. The problem is that it sucks. And nobody on it can act. And everyone else, every other show, at least recorded, at least it sounded like they recorded in the same room. So when they were reading their lines, they at least like had like that chemistry they could like work off of. It sounds like literally everybody records in a different country. And
just like they send them a script, they record the lines and send it
and then
back.
Someone stitches them together. It's it's very bad.
Yikes.
Anyway, this has been 7.5 minutes of that.
Yeah, we can start the episode now if you want.
Was it 4:15:37?
Yes. A
calm before the storm.
There's no L in storm.
Are you sure? Maybe it's a silent L.
Not in column, though.
It's an invisible L.
Yes. Those tricky English letters. Do I need to check anything?
Nah, it's a Monday episode, technically.
Cool.
Probably next episode, we'll...
Yeah, that's fine, though.
Do that.
Because we're not... Are we doing World Tour next week?
Because
we're still a week ahead.
Yeah. So on Monday, we're going to... Okay. Wait, Monday? Yeah, because it went out today. So on, yeah, Monday or Wednesday,
all right,
we'll record that.
We'll see if I can find time to get the notes in.
Yeah, you're very busy schedule.
I stopped playing. I'm not going to play along anymore. I'm too deep in that. And I'm up to my elbows in Pokemon Crystal right now.
Yeah. Trying to get a living dex?
Yeah. I figure they give you Celebi and you can glitch a Mew. Might as well. And those games are like a little bit grindy, but the level curve is funky enough that it's not like super bad. And also, the battles don't take 27 minutes each. You can just kill a wild Pokemon in like 5 seconds.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I play a lot of that.
Yeah, my daily challenge today was play as Jade 5 times. And so I played as Jade all day. Turns out she's very good.
Nice. Which one is Jade?
She's the green one.
The green one. Okay.
I've seen pictures of some of like the face actors for the Mortal Kombat
characters. Yeah, like and all the buttons on their face.
And that's gotta be super weird.
Yeah.
Because you're like, that's my face getting ripped off by Baraka.
Yeah.
And also, that's not my voice coming out of my face.
Yeah, that's weird. Is it some, because like their faces are like, they, it's a weird process because they like, they hired voice actors to be the best voice actor they could get, and Ronda Rousey. And
yeah, big asterisk.
Yeah, big asterisk. Oops, we got a Sandy Hook denier transphobe. Whoopsies. Bad call, NetherRealm. But then also they're like, these people look the most like the characters. So we're going to get their faces and we're just going to put them together.
Yep. And that'll be fine for 99% of people.
Yeah. Like I saw the face model for Katana like a minute ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that looks like a good Katana. But yeah, then if she plays the game, she goes, oh, there goes my face. Oh, my head and spine are dangling right away from my body now.
Oh, Baraka is eating my brain like a fruit gusher.